You're listening to Rowdy Rouse and the Boys podcast.
Oh, this burrito is delicious. It is filling.
You looking for a Tilly, buddy?
Let's have a Tony for
how about a glass case of emotion? Ron, you have a raging erection. Why the fuck does Howie Mandel not shake other people's hands?
Wayne.
McMurray, how are you now?
Good, and you?
Not so bad.
Go time!
Alright, this is the Rowdy Rouse and the Boys pod cast. today is June 25th, and we are joined by two new guests today. Paul, a long-time listener.
And Michael.
First-time shower.
Yep.
Shower, not a grower.
There.
And Sierra. Another person. I don't know. We got some things to talk about today. We are here. I don't know.
Are you getting thrown off by the guests or something?
No, the beginning is just always the worst because I don't really know how to go into it. Usually I rant at the beginning, you know?
Yeah, what made you piss today?
I don't know, nothing really. Huh. I mean, I drank a lot of water and then I pissed afterwards, but that's usually
talk about
the way that works.
So
but,
Mike was really late showing up today.
Yeah, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, fuck you, Mike.
Nick Rouse, you show up a half hour late every other week, and I do it, I show up 20 minutes late once.
I get here on time.
No, you don't.
I get here.
You came here at 7:35 last week.
No, I didn't. No, we started at 7:30 last week.
We did.
I got here at 7:15 last week.
No, I don't think so.
Mike, I'm fashionably late, but I'm always on time enough.
Did I not say on the way here, is he fashionably late when he's late?
I am fashionably late. That's my move.
Everything fashionably.
I'm a pretty.
Do you show up to work fashionably late?
No, I don't. I show up fashionably early to work because that's what you do.
This is work. This is your job now.
Oh, they don't pay me. That's a shitty job.
Well, I mean, Lucas covers most of our costs.
I don't even know who they are. That's the worst part.
They is Lucas. He's so big, he is multiple people.
You're in smack.
Mike sitting next to Lucas is a bad idea. This has never happened before. Usually we're spaced out. You know, Lucas is down here and all that.
Wait, Lucas, can you see if you can see it on camera when you hit him in the head?
Yeah,
I mean,
right here.
Yep.
I can hit him.
There you go.
I just wanted you to hit him in the head again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, so a few of my friends are watching this, so if you want to call in, you can call in now. You can go ahead.
That's funny.
Call in it. One guy. I know a guy.
Melonhead?
No. What? Melonhead's working or whatever. Melonhead's
he's
being
bombing.
Melonhead.
He's doesn't do things.
Yeah, he's off doing something that's not this. But yeah,
all right,
so we got some topics here. What's Black Friend, Mike? Because
the ad. We never talked about
Black
it.
Black Friend ad?
Oh,
let's get offensive right away. Let's just get down
and
deep.
Right into it.
I mean, the Black Friend ad, I should have had this queued up.
You should have.
I'll
get the background while you pull it out.
All right.
So Mike Suave and I are on our way back from a Sabres game. Reasonably toasted. Is that a fair... Fair
I didn't
assumption.
Drink any.
I guess I'm just always the most drunk. But anyways, we're talking
probably
about
the most drunk in this room right now.
I mean, maybe. I guess I'm the only one. Paul's got a beer.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
okay. But
I had a few beers before I came.
Yeah. There you go.
All right.
Yeah. See. Yeah. Relax.
You're number two for once.
Nice. Second place. But anyway, so we're on our way back from a Sabres game, and we're like, wow, we really have no diversity in our group. This is before you were in the group, so at least now we have a fat guy.
Yeah, with Sean, he's the gay representative.
Yeah, gay.
Sean was
2-2-1 back then. So
we have a balding man, a fat man.
Yeah.
I mean, if you count Jared, we've got a gay man.
We've got two Italian men,
yeah.
Which is one too many.
Yeah.
But that's another story, I guess. But anyways, we're like, wow, we need a black guy. You know, we need some kind of cultural diversity because we all came from the same place, we all do the same things, we all have one perspective on everything that goes on. You know.
You know who could help in this?
I don't know.
Ethnicito.
Ethnicito.
All right, I got it. So.
So the ad, we put an ad down on Craigslist, I should say, and this ad was under Heather's email, and it read as follows.
Hey. Well, okay. First, the headline is slightly racist male. White male group looking for black friend. MM4M. Hey, are you black, but not that black? then you're the guy for us. We are a group of 7 to 10 white males, varying degrees of chubbiness, that have recently lost a bit of their color and need it back in our life. You, black, cool with joking around and drinking beer, hanging with shitty people, and okay with the, and now we've got like 8 sets of quotes, occasional black joke. Perks include, not limited to, death box, having the biggest penis of your friend group, and the occasional white slutty girl at a party who is looking to get back at her racist father. P.S. If you're a Vander Kane, you're in. And our picture is Terry Crews.
It's Terry Crews like flexing.
You can't not have him as the picture.
Right? Yes. I mean, look at this. I mean, if I'm going to show it, you probably can't see it.
If we were doing a draft, like somehow we were in a position where we were drafting people, I would totally pick Terry Crews first overall.
In any type of draft?
Just friend draft.
Oh,
like,
friend draft.
Like, if there was an unlimited group of people,
yeah,
you know, I would go Terry Crews first overall.
I would.
I mean, just imagine, like, he's got the jacked school. He's got the black school.
He covers a lot of different, like, he's funny. He could be a lot of different friends.
Great head. Mid-tier head.
mid-30 head.
And there was that Expendables movie where he used a drum-loaded shotgun and blew holes in people.
So he's the action friend, too.
Yep.
Action.
Terry Crews is awesome.
Yep.
Terry Crews is great. I agree with that.
He covers at least 98% of the spectrum.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. I mean, like, you never need another person. Like, you can just have, like, 30 mics and Terry Crews, and they'd be a dynamic friend.
I would say the only thing that I haven't seen him in is a gay role, but then he was in White Chicks.
Yeah, but he wasn't gay.
No, but he knew he was hanging out with a dude.
I don't think he did.
I don't think so.
I've only seen that movie once.
He just kept singing "Making My Way Downtown." That was the entire plot of his character.
So it's like 50% gay role.
I don't think so. Have you ever sang that song?
I think your gay dream's gayer than that.
I don't think I've ever sang that song knowing the lyrics to that song.
Nobody knows the lyrics to that song.
Whoa,
that's part of the award.
Walking
fast.
Homebound.
Speak for yourself.
Do you really know the lyrics?
Some of them.
Making my way downtown, walking fast, blank.
Awesome.
That's the whole thing.
Wow. Yep.
That's all anybody knows, you know? After that, you just... And then, you just let the music take you after that. I don't know.
Oh.
Enough early racism. Let's get into some more family-friendly topics. Like the porn park.
So, that is another story that starts with Suave and myself. We were going to, I think, Fall Boy, Darien Lake, and we're driving, and we're talking about, like, amusement parks, and we were talking at first about, like, what if there was an amusement park catered to adults, and when we came up with this idea, it was just, like, getting drunk and going on rides.
Okay.
And how fun that would be. Then it snowballed into...
vomit everywhere.
Yeah. And all but the...
What, every
again.
Ride is an actual 2-beer minimum. That'd be cool.
They stop halfway. You need a break.
Yeah, hold on.
2-beer minimum. They make you chug them.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
So then we're like, besides that it's an adult, you know, for adults only, what's going to draw you to this park? And then we came up with, like, well, adult films. So anyone been to Disney?
Yes.
You know how, like, the characters are, there's people in suits, like, characters, giant heads?
Yeah.
So picture, like... Oh, people running around with giant Ryan Jeremy heads or Jenna Jameson heads.
Did we talk about this on here before, or did we just talk about this?
I've talked.
I know
we've told you about this in real life.
There's so many ways this could go wrong. Okay, there's no possible way this could be a good thing. You're just gonna have dudes jacking off everywhere, like you're just gonna walk around and see Lucas jacking off because he would be there. Because
the only people who would pay to go there are people like Lucas.
Exactly.
Sexualized horses on their walls.
Stop it with the horse!
Sexualized
horse.
Fucking
sexualized
horse.
Horse.
They can't see that. They don't know.
Well, there will be
we're
like,
telling them.
There's a naked horse over here.
No, there's not.
Yeah.
It's not naked.
It's pretty close.
In most
close
amusement
enough.
Parks, there's like a kiddie park. There'll be a hentai park for Lucas.
No.
And they'll just hang out there.
See, here's the thing, too. Who pays for porn? Like, that's the kind of people you would have, is people that are paying for porn. Nobody, it's free.
Hey,
it's everywhere.
If it's
probably, it's everywhere.
Whatever. Though.
It's on the walls here. Like, it's fucking everywhere.
But it's also a novelty. A porn amusement park.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know. Like, why do you need that?
And then, like,
how much amusement can you handle at one time?
I guess there's only one way to find out.
Like, all the rides would have, like, dirty names or innuendo names. You're just like, oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
They look. So they resemble.
See, you like would go things? There. No, most people.
I don't know, like, you know, the Daredevil tower at Fantasy Island is just like looks like a penis. And you just
I would like to see the hand job. I would like to see what the.
There you go. Just like do a lot of that. That's true.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, like, you know, like the pirate that could just be like balls.
But what about that one that just spins you a lot, like teacups?
Oh, I don't
know.
The
tilt-a-whirl? Oh, wait. That...
Mm. Oh, it could be nipple
the rim
tassels.
Job or something.
Yeah, nipple tassels
it.
Or, like, the finger blaster or something.
There you go.
Yeah. That's good.
See, that,
wow.
If you started with that, not people with dressed up as Ron Jeremy with
yeah.
giant...
Yeah, see, that's weird. That's weird.
That, well, that's going to be there, too, because it's, like, goofy, you know? It's just, you got guys...
I don't want to be around a lot of Ron Jeremy.
Imagine
Jeremy's. The things
you
want. But they're cartoonish.
One is too many.
They're cartoonish, though, still.
Cartoon Ron Jeremy? Just cartoon sexualized things? Now we're back to Lucas's room again.
It's
he will be closed.
Stop hanging out with Lucas.
It's a small what?
Going with this.
It's a small get it?
I get it. That's good. Yeah. I like that. I like
it can
that.
Be whatever you want. It's
well,
a small...
See, the It's a Small World is... That's the one where you go in the thing and there's like animatronic things
yeah.
on either
yeah.
side. Okay, that's fucked up and it's supposed to be family friendly. Imagine that at this kind of park.
Well, if they named it It's a Small dot, dot, dot.
That somehow makes me more comfortable.
It would
because at least
go
it's
in
normal.
There.
That's regular. That's a normal thing to do.
And inside it's actually a guy with
you turn,
it's a small dick.
Instead of like a small world, you just turn like the Kama Sutra into a ride where you go through and see all the positions.
That's not bad. It'd be educational, you know? Like, wow, I never knew I could do that. That's the
I'm learning
wow.
a lot on this ride.
That would be awesome.
Somebody's gonna need to hold
bring a notebook.
They still sing though.
The same song.
They still sing.
The same song.
That would be creepy. That would make it creepy.
It's like animatronic dildos just bouncing around.
Well, you ride in a giant dildo,
oh.
I would think. I mean,
so wait, when you get to the like shooting rides or like the shooting arcade games, do you just like hurl suction cup dildos at targets and
definitely.
Hope that they stick?
Absolutely. I
yeah.
think you're gonna have to be a large collaborating force on this thing, Lucas. I feel like you have a lot of ideas. You've been places. You've seen things.
I think we'll put you in charge of the petting zoo.
Yeah.
Because
oh.
you're into the animals.
The heavy petting.
I don't want to know what a petting zoo at this place would look like.
Oh God, I would love to make this place. I don't ever want to go to this place. Like,
yeah,
I like the idea of everything. I'd like to read about it online, but that's funny. This place would make a nice Reddit article. How about that?
I think the insurance costs would probably just doom this to begin with.
I would think you'd have to be 18 to go there, and you'd have to like sign a waiver. Like, listen, man, there's gonna be dudes jerking off.
No
flash
photography.
But you can flash.
Yes.
Just don't take pictures.
So would we be able to make it in the United States, or would we have to like?
Well,
go
we're going
else?
To Amsterdam for sure for this kind of idea.
Dubai,
Thailand.
Yeah, you can do anything.
Got
you
on top of a building in
Dubai.
Go crazy.
On top of a building.
Yeah, just on top of a skyscraper.
Fit the entire amusement park.
It's actually just one guy in a Ron Jeremy head and then, like, five guys jerking off of the corners.
It's just Mike and a Ron Jeremy head on the side of the road.
Welcome to Porn Park.
I'm so alone. That
Porn
land.
Park, that's the best name you could come up with.
I don't know. That's...
It's actually funny. It's like simplistic and alliteration.
I don't know.
Got the PP.
Yeah.
Bam, bam. Porn Park.
Oh, and
pop,
not,
pop.
Not just that. If you take,
there's
like...
Not, there's more than one PP.
Like, because you know what PP...
The golden shower.
You take it, you put them back to
oh.
back.
There you go. Oh, that's good. You can do
Whoa.
A whole thing with that.
You take the two peas, you turn them around, it looks like a dick of balls.
There you go.
I would. Yeah,
that's the logo. We've come up with the
done,
logo
done.
Already.
Yep.
That's awesome.
The price of admission is $69. Flat rate. We'll never change it.
Inflation?
Really?
Nope.
69.
Couple
lock,
years. Couple
lock
years
it
is
in right now.
No tax.
Lock in 69.
No tax.
If we
taxes included.
If we change
it's
it,
it's actually like $63.27, but it includes the $69.
You know who would go there? Robert Gronkowski would go to this.
I'm
park,
sure he would,
and he'd have a good time.
No, he would go there so many times just to show his bank statement that says 69 all these times. see the increments of money that I spend. What's up?
I went there 69 times in 3
and
days.
You would find out that you are the founder and never go again.
Yeah.
Wow.
He would just
cool.
He would just find out a way to call you stupid and then have a hard time getting through it.
I mean, I got 69 of his dollars, whatever.
Yeah, a few times in this in this fantasy. You got it.
I don't think it's a fantasy. If this existed, he'd go there.
No. I was listening to Bill Burr's podcast the other day, and Bill Burr is he's a comedian for people who don't know. But he's doing a roast of David Ortiz. and it's him and a bunch of people from Boston. And fucking Rob Gronkowski is one of the roasters. Oh, like, what kind of comedy is he going to put out? No, and what is he going to say about David Ortiz? Like, a black joke's going to be, like, right away.
I can see, like...
Is this roast happening, or is this plugged?
No, it's going to be happening soon.
Okay.
The only thing I can
it's
see
not, it's not like a Comedy Central roast.
No,
it's
but
just...
I'm sure there will be YouTube videos.
Yeah.
I'll be checking that.
It's like a roast for charity or something.
I can only see this ending in, like, him... Gronk getting his ass beat in the... in the parking lot after the show.
I mean, he's a big guy. Not many people are.
Who would beat Gronk's ass? He's enormous. We got Will Salisbury on the line.
What's going on?
How are you now?
Good, and you?
Not so bad. Well, you're supposed to call in at 7:30. You're 10 minutes late.
Yeah, well, you know. 10 minutes early.
Yeah, Will, what are we paying you for?
It's punk time. I'm actually early.
All right. To be fair. we got Paul here. We got Sierra here. How are you now? So we had a debate that I wanted to discuss that we didn't get to because we talked about a porn park for a while.
Fifteen minutes.
It was a lot of porn.
More than I was anticipating.
Yeah, that really took off. But I guess we'll let you get the first crack at this, Will. What's more offensive, fuck you or suck my dick?
That's a toss up right there. We'll go with I mean, it depends on the context, really, of both, but...
I mean, they could be used in the same context. I think that's why we're debating this.
Yeah, I think if they're used in the same context, they're just as equally as bad.
I don't know.
Depending on who you're talking to.
Well, what if I was talking to you? What if I told you to suck my dick? What would you say? Please say no.
Probably tell you to fuck off.
All right. That's good.
More like, fuck my dick. It's kind of middle ground.
Fuck my dick. Or suck my fuck somewhere in there.
Yeah, don't not the second one.
Can we make this happen?
Probably
is this gonna happen?
Yeah,
Is this gonna happen? Mm-hmm. Give me some weight there. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
We're in. Good. Now it's hands free. Now I can speak with my hands again.
Oh, look at that.
That's good. Are you watching right now?
I am not. Are you streaming right now?
Yeah. Wow, we're always streaming now. That's our new thing.
That's a new thing. I thought that was like a one-time special.
No, Lucas has got his in HD now. Every week, Lucas, pop it out.
Special
pop it out.
No.
Just pop it out.
No.
All right. If anybody wants to see Lucas's gut, you have to ask in the chat room, and he will pull it out.
I will.
He will pull it out.
Did you get a new tour of the new Kia?
Yes, I did. It's got a good amount of space in there. All leather interior.
All leather cow interior.
All leather cow. Not to be different from any other kind of cow.
For the viewers and stuff who don't know, I bought a new car.
Yep. He's very, very proud of it.
It's a 2012 Kia Sedona.
You know, I think
it's
funny.
It's a minivan. It's not a car.
Yeah, it's a minivan. You know, I think it's funny.
And all the doors are automatic. You don't actually have to touch them.
Like, in the group message, in Mike and I's and your group message where we talk about the topics for this, you're like, put me back in the pile. I need to talk to the graphs. And then you said in the thing that you bought a new car. Oh, Matt, call back later. We don't have time for you right now.
He's got to weigh in on the debate. I told him to call.
Well, I got Will on the line.
Can you get both of them?
Can we get three?
Just have him call you.
All
right.
You
can
probably do both, right?
Car, call
me.
Hold night. Yeah, I don't have an option.
I will say right now, this is great radio.
It is great radio. This is we're on the fly right now. What was I talking about? Oh, your car. So, anyways. So you said in the thing that you need to talk to Graf. So we Mike puts you in the pile, and all you said was you got a new car. Like, that was it.
Yeah.
Like, why do you need
you wanted your parents to be proud of you.
I didn't understand why you needed to talk to them.
So, originally, when I said I needed to talk to the Grafs, if you'll notice, there's, like, a 3-hour difference between when I talked to the Grafs and when I asked to be talked to.
Was he calling you?
Yeah. So I had wanted to talk to the Grafs because...
No.
I was only going to get...
Like, I got room. I got room.
Hold up. We're in the middle of a story.
So I was only going to get like $100-$150 for my car, or for the other van.
Yep.
So I said, fuck it, at that point in time, I'll just give it to the Grafs. They could take it down to Graflands and they could tear it apart.
What did you get for it?
I got $1,000.
$1,000.
You said $1,800.
Huh?
You said $1,800.
I said $1,500.
Oh, 15. Well, that's a whole half $1,000.
I also put $500 towards it, so...
Mm. Okay.
All in all, it was...
That's legitimate. That's a legitimate point. Yeah.
And
the way you made it seem was you just needed to, like, tell them, like, I bought a new car.
No.
Tell me how good I am. Love me. You guys,
there was a reason.
You guys drive cars. So do I.
Look what I can do.
Let's bond.
Look at me. I'm not driving a shitty Fiero.
Okay, so we also have Garg on the line.
We got a graph here.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Not here, but...
Will,
I am on the line.
Will, can you say hi to Garg?
Garg, how are you now? Is Will on a different phone?
Can you not hear him?
No, I cannot hear where
God
he's
damn, why? Know, why God. Not?
That's
a shame.
All I heard was murmur. It was like
he's
fucking Kenny from South Park talking.
Too close.
I can hear him talking.
Ooh, box.
Oh fuck! Things are happening. We have a very very intricate setup here.
It's really not intricate.
If you're not it's intricate. There's a lot of technology that goes into this. There's a lot of buttons we gotta press.
All right, so Garg, weigh in.
I'm the only one pressing the buttons.
All right, well, Garg, now that we have you here, weigh in on this "fuck you" versus "suck my dick" thing here. Which one's more offensive?
Probably suck my dick. Fuck you is just generic.
Yeah, you could be anybody that's, fucking you.
Like,
yeah.
I say, well, really, I say fuck off. I don't really say fuck you.
Yeah, that's true.
But I say, like, fuck off is, like, pretty 90% of my vocabulary.
Yeah.
It just comes with different inflections.
Will says it matters based on, like, what the context is. And I think they're used in the same context. Like, I think they're interchangeable.
Yeah. Well, actually, yeah, that's true. Because, I don't know. Because, like, suck my dick is something I'll just, like, I don't know, I'll be, like, fucking around. Someone says something that I don't agree with. I'm like, suck my dick.
Yeah, you know? But it's the same thing. I guess, okay. And that Will's right then. Because that isn't, like, you know, that's a context I wouldn't say fuck you in.
What about the recipient? I feel like the recipient of the
fuck you was more blunt. Like, fuck you was just, like, resounding.
Like,
and it's done.
Who's talking?
Well, this is Sierra. You met her the other day.
Oh.
Maybe.
Oh, all right.
Maybe not.
I was in the backseat of your car.
Gotta be
watching. No,
that's
the other one. Yeah, Garg's got a huge beard.
I wasn't in the backseat of your car, but you watched me play ping pong the other night.
I don't have a backseat of a car. You're mistaken.
Yeah. No, she's getting you confused as well.
I didn't know who was talking.
I want to fight you, Nick
Brown. The setup is too intricate for me to know.
Yeah, wait, is JT there? Is it?
Dog tags?
Yeah.
No. He's not on the line.
Oh.
Can we get Paul Powers on the line here?
Oh, no.
Do we need to?
Jesus. No.
He might be live.
He might be listening. So
Paul Powers.
We all love you, Paul Powers. Your hot sauce is great.
Just don't bring the cornbread again.
Yeah, don't bring the cornbread was bad. I'll come out and say that. I'll come out in public. The Cajun cornbread was bad. Never make or eat Cajun cornbread. Cornbread's supposed to be a safe
Never
food.
Again.
Do you know how I make
that's
cornbread?
A safety food.
I don't know if I want to.
I don't know how do you make cornbread.
Well,
you shitting it?
No, instead of adding milk, you add creamed corn. It's
that would be good.
Really tasty.
That would be good. I think that would be good.
Yeah,
I can
good.
See that. Yeah, I can
you
see
get
that.
Get little nuggets of corn. It's a little wetter. It's good.
Hmm. Yep.
People have done that.
Yep.
Carried away out of the cornbread.
We got a lot going on right now. Anything else you guys want to weigh in on before we let you go?
Basically, we got 30 seconds into today's episode. Derailed and then fell into a forest.
Okay,
fire.
First off, this podcast is constant derailing, so you can't get upset about it.
Yeah,
how many things are we talking about on the list?
Two.
Okay, and it's been
two and 22
minutes.
Okay, we've had call-ins. We're catering to our dynamic audience here. Okay,
is that it?
We are a multifaceted podcast.
Okay.
Okay. Anyways,
any black friends want to be our friends?
You're so
real.
What is what?
What day is the fourth party starting?
The first.
What day is everyone getting there?
The first.
The first.
Well, no.
Why are we talking about this year?
Show up earlier, but we should record next week's on the first.
We should?
Yes.
Next Saturday? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
All right, cool.
On the mics, on John's mics. All right, anything else you want to weigh in on before we let you go? Because this is stressful for me.
I'm not sure if people can hear you, so.
No, they did last week.
All right, well, we're going to let you go.
Alright,
you
no,
done,
back
you,
to Chorn.
You both did well.
Back to Chorn.
Back to Chorn, as it were.
Yep.
There you are. Those are our call-ins. That got a little stressful. Alright, on to a more...
Eventually I will have that set up where they can just call in.
Pick one of your topics. You had the Lucas Torch.
Okay, this is something I wanted to talk about. So as a lot of people are aware, Mike is moving away next month. He's going away for a long time, and I feel like I've been set up.
No, stop.
I feel like I got a shin under the stick here.
I know where this is going.
I feel like Lucas has entered my life, and Mike made me hang out with him, and now he's like a dog that I have to take care of.
Dad, you're
like, yeah. Now Mike's leaving and I gotta deal with Lucas. I don't know how this happened. I don't know if this was planned. But,
yeah.
Yeah,
where I befriended you like years ago.
This whole thing was
like,
a setup.
This is
I got a pawn.
Like, what's gonna happen when you're gone? Then I'm just gonna have to hang out with Lucas all the time. I'm gonna have to bring him food late at night. I'm gonna have to rub his back and listen to his moo sounds.
I literally do none of these things.
I don't even make moo sounds.
That's what I imagine your friendship is like.
No,
our friendship is. Yesterday, I got a new car. I was really excited. I told everybody. Everybody was kind of an asshole. I called Mike. I said, come over and look at my new car. He came over. We watched Captain America Civil War and ate pizza.
That's not bad. You buy the pizza?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm into that. I can live with that.
Yeah.
I can live with that. I can live with free pizza every time you buy a new car.
How often is that a thing?
At least once more, probably, maybe.
And
four
he did
guys. I don't know. How many years you got left?
And he did a bunch of EV training.
I fought like four guys.
Ah, you should have been playing Minecraft. We're done with that. We're playing Minecraft now.
Well, I'm sticking through with this, and I'll win.
What was the date that was supposed to happen?
I think the 15th, right?
15th.
Of
July
next month?
15th?
Of
yeah.
July,
yeah.
Son
I know.
Of a bitch.
Yeah, the deadline's coming up. I know. Is that
it's Mountain
Brothers.
That's what, 4 weeks?
Yeah.
Where are you moving?
That's
three
like
weeks?
Oh, South Carolina. That's like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Three, maybe? I don't know.
It's 20 days.
Okay.
So that's the actual amount.
Three weeks then.
But, yeah, but I'm pissed.
You don't even know the date today.
Why are you pissed?
Well, I got this here.
I got a calendar
here now.
So why are you pissed?
I don't know. I just what?
I have a nice computer that you can come and play Minecraft on.
I have a computer. That's just
it's
at
the
my
moo
house.
Sounds, really.
Yeah. I'm worried about the moo sounds. Like, what if?
There are no moo sounds.
I don't know.
I'm not convinced.
I mean, if I was Mike and I had to hear the moo sounds, I wouldn't tell people about them. So, like, you know, they're probably around.
I mean, there was a point in time when I was kicked out of my house and I went to go live with Mike for, like, a weekend.
Didn't you also live with Donnie for an extended period?
Lucas gets kicked out a lot.
Are you going to get kicked out of here? Are you going to kick yourself out of here?
No.
I don't know if I can deal with multiple personalities of you. You're already multiple people sizes. That would be a mess. That would be a mess. I can't read this word.
I can't.
Mythology,
either.
Bigfoot?
Oh, that's a Lucas thing. Mythology, believers,
yeah.
And Bigfoot.
So I've been listening to this podcast for the last week here called Spirits.
Our podcast?
No.
You listen to this podcast?
No, fuck you.
We've never talked about Bigfoot on this podcast.
No.
We're about to.
Well, that would be weird because that would mean you're listening to another podcast, which wouldn't really make sense. Because this is really the only good one. So
shut the whole internet. Even though Nick Rouse said he was listening to Bill Burrs
right.
Like 20 minutes ago.
Bill Burrs is good, so I don't care.
Okay.
Carry on.
So anyways, I was listening to this
Bill
podcast.
And the boys?
I'm going to fucking stab someone.
Rowdy Bill and the boys.
All right, so you saw Bigfoot. Go
you
on.
You saw Bigfoot's dick.
No. None of this happened.
Indian food in a dirty diaper.
Nope. We talked about Sex Panther last week.
Bigfoot?
So anyways, I've been listening to this podcast. It's called Spirits. Two girls, they talk about like mythology and stuff. And they also talk about like local ghost stories and things like that. And I was wondering, do you guys ever, like, have you guys, you know, ever done a ghost hunt or seen some ghosts or you've been
like
interested
six
in going to ghost stuff?
You went on a ghost hunt or you think you saw something?
No, like, that's when I probably believed in that was when I was, like, six.
Does anybody really believe in ghosts?
Yeah, a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Surprising amount.
A person in this room?
Yeah.
Yep.
How many people? Raise your hand.
They're right here.
Oh, God.
I want to go to
really?
The Holiday Inn on Grand Island to see, but she won't go with me.
Why?
You never asked.
I asked when we were at the river. You said no way in hell.
You were down by my van.
Wait a second.
That is where Lucas lives.
Wait, you did ask me.
I did. And you were
what?
Like, no way.
I just don't understand. I don't, like, where's the thought process here? Walk
I
me
don't
through
think
this.
There is.
Then maybe that's what walk me through this ghost belief here.
Well, like, I mean, if
rationalize. Because it sounds irrational.
Okay, it does. It's very irrational.
It is, okay,
it's,
so it is irrational.
It's not something that you can quantifiably like touch or measure
mm-hmm.
in any way.
Okay,
it's like a belief in a religion or something. You just have to kind of believe in it,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I don't
mm-hmm.
know. It's something interesting to me.
When a person dies, like that's a whole lot of energy that has to be. Like manifested into some other form because
okay, I don't
according
do this
to the
nonsense.
Laws of physics,
you started this. This is happening.
According to the law of physics,
that's not how this works.
Well, if it's
energy
if it's,
cannot be created nor destroyed, and it has to be manifested in different
but
ways.
But if it's energy
laws.
That can't be quantified, then how does it change if it can't be quantified?
Exactly. It's
Do we have any physicists watching? Call in.
I don't know.
I've always thought of it more of like a, you know, you like a bad karma type thing. You go down to like a graveyard and you smash somebody's headstone. You get bad luck for a little while. You fucked up. That was your problem.
Do you think you're going to smash these people's headstones? Who's got time for that?
I don't know. Cox and fucking Lucas, middle school.
Do you think you're going to
They're dead. I know too many alive people now. Why would I want to be friends with a dead guy?
We're not looking for ghost friends. We're looking for black friends. Get it right.
Maybe a black ghost. I would deal with a black ghost. I could. We could.
That would be all the diversity.
Yeah, buddy. We could. I'll compromise there. You find a black ghost, I'll let him in.
So anyways, I don't know why Mike had brought up Bigfoot, but we were talking about Bigfoot yesterday.
Bigfoot's just awesome, and I saw like this thing.
What's awesome about Bigfoot?
He's got big feet. No, he's hairy.
This is so cool.
Look, he's sitting right next to me.
Nobody's ever found Mountain a dead Man. One.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, no one's ever found a
it's
dead
one. It's pretty evasive, right? He's got a...
Yeah. I don't know. He is alive. That's obvious. Everyone knows that.
There's only one of him.
Yeah.
He's sitting right here.
So what's... That's
I don't know.
That's what's cool about...
No, I was looking
how
for,
is
like,
Bigfoot awesome? I still...
I would say.
Unfortunately. I wear 14 and a half
wide... Yeah, I see 2 inches hanging off of your slipper that aren't foot.
Foot!
Yeah, that's not a great.
Put that back on.
At least show the people.
Yeah, get it up there.
There you go.
That's all you can do.
So I was looking for, like, maybe Bigfoot articles for this, the articles, and I didn't really find anything great, but just, like, sightings.
I think it's all Bigfoot articles are bad.
So we're talking about ghosts.
We're talking
and then
about
we're not
that...
trying to, like, somebody's not believing.
I believe in the ghost
and
of Bigfoot.
And then there's Bigfoot. Okay.
I don't believe in Bigfoot.
Bigfooted, hairy. Okay.
Did you
all right.
say I believe in the ghost of Bigfoot?
All right. That makes me feel better. Because the way you were talking about it sounded like you believed in Bigfoot. I'm like,
the
fuck?
I like listening to Bigfoot stories because they're pretty
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, Mr. Racy, because Mr. Racy loves Bigfoot.
No.
Have you ever watched a show, Finding Bigfoot?
Yeah, that's a good show.
That's a good show. There's like entire seasons of them going to different places. Like,
yeah.
And the Yetis live here and the Bigfoot live here.
I would love to like go on one of these like... I don't know, adventures to, like, find proof that, like, these people are living off of thinking it's real. Because it's, like, just vague footprints that were probably made by Shaquille O'Neal.
So you think Shaquille O'Neal's walking around barefoot in the forest?
He's a globetrotter. He gets around.
So you're not fascinated.
Actually a globetrotter.
I mean, I'm semi-fascinated by, like, what do people think they're seeing?
So you're fascinated by people that are fascinated by Bigfoot.
More fascinated by the people
You're like proxy
okay.
fascinated.
Yeah.
You like Bigfoot culture.
Also, like, I guess this
is fascination.
Yeah.
This also rolls over to, like, people that believe in the Loch Ness Monster. Like,
but you're fascinated by those people as
well.
You don't really care about the actual legend.
I'm sure there's a term for that.
I don't know.
Parafascination.
I like
mentally
that.
Ill.
I mean, I'd like to see that, you know, like...
That's
maybe.
Yeah, mentally ill. I don't know, like, I'd like to talk to some people that legitimately think Bigfoot
it's
is
like
real.
It's like people
but, like,
talking to, like, mediums or medians who see ghosts and stuff.
I mean,
but
it's like, just like you find the comedy in things that are obviously ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, that's normal though. That's not
like,
fascinating.
On the flip side of like all the whole like spirits and cryptozoological bullshit with Bigfoot and all that, but like
goes to Bigfoot.
Like the ancient world didn't have you know advanced science and stuff like that. So when they saw something happen, they said, "Oh well, this must be the work of some otherworldly being."
Yeah.
So like I don't know. It just kind of was interesting to me how the human mind worked to. Create something out of nothing to explain something that they didn't
understand.
Well,
that just touches on a larger subject. That touches on, like, religion and mythology
I mean,
and all
that's
that.
Also like,
which is really not something you need to
That's what
into.
Children do when they hear, like, a noise coming from outside. They're like, it's a monster.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
But, like, have you guys ever
Sometimes
had that,
it is,
that type of, you know, thing where it's, like, there's something that you've seen that you can't quantify, but you had to put a name or a face to it?
No.
No?
I understand everything.
No.
I know everything all the time.
Mm-hmm. Tim's ass.
Tim's that doesn't make sense. Tim's ass is Bigfoot.
Are you talking about like deja vu and shit like that?
Yeah.
You never experienced deja vu?
No, I'm not saying that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Why not?
Sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
yeah.
That's basically it.
Yeah.
Just,
okay.
I wanted
right.
to
next,
see.
Next topic. Next subject. That got
that
weird.
Went,
that got
that
weird.
That went places
that
I did not expect.
That never really got to a place that was like comical. It was just like a lot of weird
It was
discussion.
Cyclical.
Yeah. Like
it went from the beginning back to the beginning. So you want to do articles?
I can't just read Mike's writing.
I can't read my own writing.
Cruris?
What?
Cruress?
Lucas Torres?
Cruella DeVille?
Oh, armrest battles.
That's a C! That's a C!
Where? Let me see.
I'm writing on a plate! This is better than a napkin!
You're writing on half a plate.
Armrest battle.
That's you!
Nope.
Between you and your brother!
Oh, yeah, it's not even a good story. I'll tell you what that means. Anytime my brother and I get into the car together, he's left-handed and I'm right-handed. And so, like, I always like
to... So you gotta make him drive.
I should make him drive.
He doesn't have a license.
He doesn't have a license, though. But he has a permit, so I could make him drive. But, like, I always drive, I do left hand, you know, left hand on the wheel, right hand on the armrest. I don't know how to drive on the other way. If I have to drive another way, I get fucky. You know, I do have to do, like, 10 and 2 or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Wait, you drive with your arm on top of the wheel?
Or, like, you know, 10 o'clock.
On here?
10
o'clock. I always just, like, grab it by the bottom.
That's the safest way, actually.
Grabbing, like,
it's like, if you get in a crash, it's not gonna...
Yeah, the airbag comes out, it won't break your arm or anything.
Yeah. Actually, they're supposed to be at 10 and 2. But...
No, they said that now, down here, is the safest.
Yeah, like, if...
Because if you're up here, the airbag will hit it.
I always do it because I don't want to hold my arms up.
There it is.
That's one reason.
Lucas will take the path of least resistance.
Like, there's electricity which takes the path of least resistance, I find, a lesser way.
That's good. But anyway, so we're in the car together, and I have to drive like this. But he's a big boy. I mean,
okay, you don't have to drive like that. You drive like that.
That's the way I drive. That's the way it is. That's the way I've always done it. That's the way I'm always going to do it. So
comfort thing.
My brother's a big boy.
It's the way of the road, bubs.
And my car is pretty small. So, like, he just kind of oozes onto the armrest with his left arm. Because that's just kind of where it has to be.
We do ooze.
Yeah, you ooze. You're oozers, you know.
I'm oozing right now.
Yeah. he's kind of oozing on the mic's lap over here.
Don't leave me.
God, this sucks.
I need an adult.
Anyways, so I don't know. It just sucks driving because there really wasn't a punchline to it. It's just, you know.
It sucks more when you drive a standard and
someone is
in your passenger seat with their legs like spread apart like that horse thing on the wall.
That thing. And, first.
You can't go into fifth gear without like you know like punching them in the leg and
I can't explain more.
You get
how much. Clothing she is wearing, and how she's not
she's
nude.
Still a slut.
It's a fucking sexualized horse. You can.
It's not a sexualized horse.
It's a My Little Pony that is dressed sexy. That is not right.
It's an anthropomorphized My Little Pony. Yes.
None of those were words. I don't know what that means.
Pony was a word.
Yeah,
I didn't pick that out.
Also, little was a word, which should be the main word. Because it's not for adults!
Yeah, well, that's true. Little
fine.
Pony, those kind of give away what it's supposed to be. Not a.
I'm going to read since I can only read.
I just want to wait for the day when Lucas gets like a fucking sexy Teletubby on the wall. Because I'm going to see that and I'm going to walk
out. Which one's your favorite, Lucas?
What?
What's your favorite Teletubby?
Oh, gotta go Poe. Poe's fucking tank.
Is that the little red one?
Yeah.
What about Tinky Winky?
Tinky
Winky. What you guys got against Tinky Winky?
Tinky Winky's a real bitch, man.
It was like Tinky Winky, Dipshit, and Ho.
Yeah, yep.
Tinky Winky, Dipshit, Lala, and Poe.
Yeah, you're up. Yeah.
Lala and Ho.
Yeah.
Lala and Ho.
Poe's the one. They're like, they put no time into Poe.
They're
like,
all stripper names. Tinky Winky, Dipshit, Lala, and Ho.
Yeah, you're right.
They could be at the amusement
imagine
park.
Imagine if there was like a
I could see that, actually.
Imagine if there was like a
stripper. Oh, and they have TV so you could actually like watch porn on
that. That'd be so cool. That would be cool. I'd pay for that.
Oh, there you go.
I would probably run for that.
Yeah.
Wait, is the son still that infant child?
No. It's a Ron Jeremy head.
Yeah. Okay.
I hope an infant child is not watching over all of it. That's terrifying. It's going to grow up until like a Donald Trump or something.
Is that how that happened?
All right. Oh.
Yeah, you should finish that because I lost the cap.
I you know how Facebook has this like on this day thing?
Yeah.
So 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, I found the cap.
Facebook making time hop.
She found the cap.
Irrelevant.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
So 4 or 5 years ago, Suave and I came up with this hilarious thing to do in Smash Bros. You can only do it in Brawl. James sucks at Smash Bros, and like we were trying to get him good, and he picked Bowser for whatever reason. And in Smash Bros. Brawl, he has this one thing where he like grabs you and like flings in the air, smacks you to the ground, but you can time it where you can just like commit suicide and kill the guy.
Okay.
You call it the Bowser sighting.
We killed a couple people with Kirby and Donkey Kong, too.
Yep.
Yeah, well, this was more like a fluid thing instead of like throwing him on your back.
Yeah, because you grabbed him, like jumped in the air, did a flip,
and then went down.
Yeah, right.
So we were fucking around our court area, and we were playing, I think, against Jared, and it was all the Bowsers, and we were all Bowsers except him, and we were going after him. And we weren't on the same team, but we were still every man for himself, but our mission was to kill Jared.
Yeah, okay.
And we made this Bowser challenge where you had to beat all of us against you on the stage, and it was just impossible because Corneria's got, like, that wing up at the top, and if you get close enough, you can just, like, one-hit the guy. You'll slam him into the ground and he'll die. Jared was so pissed.
Oh,
at
up
it.
Top. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. Okay.
And then we tried getting like Taylor to do it, Donnie to do it. Nobody,
I tried it once.
Yeah, Lucas could do it. We decided if anyone beats it, we'll give you a T-shirt with the Koopa Kids on it. But nobody ever did.
That's good.
And
it's,
I don't
it's
know.
Very difficult.
I'm surprised that Jared doesn't play with Bowser. That's like a character that Jared.
Nah, Jared plays Wario.
Yeah. I know he plays Wario, but yeah, Jared just like Jared like takes on everything that everyone else hates. Like,
oh, yeah.
He loves to be that person. He loves to be hated.
That's why he's Wario.
Yeah, like that's his role, and he does it so well.
He is devil's advocate.
I agree. Since Mike took the topics, I guess
we want to talk.
Mike's the host now.
I can read.
Rowdy Mike in the voice.
I can read. Okay, I can read my writing. That's why.
Just
nobody else
translate.
In this room can read.
Do you want? Okay, this hieroglyphic says Derek Carr. Do we want to talk about that?
We talk little football action.
Football.
A little football.
He signed a contract, 5 years, $125 million.
That's money.
That's ridiculous.
Did you say billion?
Million.
Sure billion.
Did I say billion?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's on record. We can go back.
Yeah. Let's read. Lucas,
how much
stop the podcast.
Someone call in and say
100 million versus 100 billion? That's quite a bit.
Well, like, how much difference does it make to you? Who asks?
A few zeros.
Huh?
Or him who asks. Whoever
what?
Asks.
What? What do we ask?
Between a million and a billion? That's
yeah.
A lot.
It's three zeros.
Yeah, that's up there.
That's the difference between
that's more than
living,
the NFL makes.
Living okay for the rest of your life and
billions?
Being blatantly obvious.
You see what they you see what
the
contracts
the
like the
overall NFL.
Yeah, overall.
I think so. You see what the cable contracts are for
them? They get about a billion from that, don't they?
That's fucking yeah, but like what they pay to put it on like CBS and shit.
I thought the deals were like roughly in the billion.
Solitary billion?
I don't know. I haven't looked at that since, like, the lockout.
Yeah,
all right, anyways.
Well, he's just signed a big contract, and that's ridiculous. He's the most paid, or most expensive, or highest paid player
in
history.
I'm not shocked that he's
really?
The most expensive.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he's only made the playoffs once.
Yeah, but I don't think that's undeserved.
If you don't make the playoffs often, that's not your fault. You're a single player.
He's 3 years
team,
broke.
Is it not your fault?
You can be an unbelievable player on a shitty team. It's not
like Buffalo.
Fault.
Aaron Donald. Maybe the best player in the entire league, and I bet you don't know who he is.
He's on the Rams.
Yeah. Defensive tackle.
I'm drafting
you know?
Him.
Like, that's just, I don't know, that's the way that works.
What about Donald Aaron? You heard about him?
No.
What's
he up to? What's he doing these days?
Is that an actual person?
No, those are both
I'm
persons.
Sure there's a real guy.
Okay.
Well, it's definitely, like,
yeah, I'm sure there's a guy.
People.
Yo, if your name's Donald Aaron, give us a call.
If you're black Donald Aaron, you're in.
Yeah.
Come next
yeah.
week.
Yeah,
come,
please.
Come to the party.
Yeah.
All
right. I don't know. We didn't really go anywhere.
I don't know.
We just kind of stayed. We stayed in effect.
I think it's a ridiculous contract for someone who's only 3 years. Like, I didn't even think he was up for contract.
That's just the way the NFL works. So like a person gets paid, and then like the next guy makes more, and the next guy makes more, and the next guy makes more. That's just the way that works. And then like Russell Wilson was like the highest paid guy, and then it was you know whoever the fuck the guy after
it's
that was.
Outrageous, especially since the cap doesn't move that. High up every year. Like eventually these quarterbacks are gonna command like 50% of the cap. And like
they're good there.
At what point does like
you have one guy
does an owner and a GM just be like, no. Like I need to pay for 52 other guys.
Yeah.
I can't do this.
Yeah, what do you want? You wanna live in my house? You wanna bang my wife? Come on.
Please, just
let me
in your house.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I don't really.
Lucas, what's the Steam thing?
Oh, yeah, there's the Steam summer sale going on right now. You look into that yet, Russ?
Nah,
being a new PC gamer?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I bought a game on Steam.
Yeah, you fucked up.
Yeah.
You should have waited. It was on sale.
Maybe it is.
So, I've bought, like, 8 games already on Steam.
I mean, I know they're cheap. They're, like, fucking
yeah.
$3.
Yeah, like, what is it? Shadow of Mordor Game of the Year Edition is $5 right now.
Wow.
That's
a good game. That was fun. That was a good time waster.
But yeah, I bought like Remember Me. I look forward to trying that one out.
What is that?
It's you fuck with like people's memories and stuff, and it's kind of like a stealthy game, you know, with a little bit of combat and shit. I got Divinity Original Sin. I absolutely love that game. It's basically Dungeons and Dragons, but in a game.
Okay. Dungeons and Dragons is a game.
No, in a video game.
Okay. I'm sure there's a game of that somewhere.
There is. It's called Neverwinter.
Okay.
Why
would you never watch it be winter? That doesn't make sense.
It's Florida.
Have you ever watched Game of Thrones?
I'm not going to have
winter. The entire plot of Game of Thrones is that winter's coming.
I'd rather get
Neverwinter's
the
name of the capital
than...
city.
sit through a snowstorm.
Okay.
I would say the opposite.
Is it hot there?
Really?
No.
All right.
Why is it never winter?
I'm gonna
not
fucking
there.
Kill someone.
I'm just trying to.
Hey, you should plug our Twitter.
Yeah, it's right fucking there on the screen. They can look at it.
It is right there. It is right fucking there. Yeah, she's lining. Underlining.
We got Vanna White here.
I'm pointing at it.
All right.
There we are.
That was great for radio, by the way.
I think it was. Well, we're not on the radio, so I'm glad that it was great for radio. On the internet.
Anyways,
it
just
like
a.
Scratching the podcast. Yeah.
Okay, if we're talking about this, what smells like what? What does Facebook smell like? What does Twitter smell like? What does YouTube smell like?
Lucas, don't be an idiot.
I have no idea what that means.
I think that would depend on like what you're doing on those sites.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
Twitter smells like blueberries.
I
was gonna say YouTube smells like raspberries, but then you guys started being assholes about it. But
I was
going with the fruit.
That's what happens. We be assholes about everything. If there's an opportunity to be a dick, I will be a dick.
Oh, same.
Yeah.
But like, I didn't want to.
Sometimes
you know.
Even when it's not an opportunity, you just gotta make one.
Like at a funeral.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you find a snail, you salt it.
Anyways, it's the Steam Summer Sale.
A little
lit
right now.
For people that don't know, that it's like drastically reduced game prices, so
I feel
go out there and buy some games.
I feel like you advertise things.
Do you work for them? Like, what is this?
Did you ever notice, like, in the pile, Lucas just advertises things. You're like a human billboard. You, like, put things in there,
I want people to do things that I like doing.
Yeah, but
actually,
don't advertise, like, present it in a different way.
I'm glad you brought up the human billboard thing, because I was thinking we should get sponsors to, like, put stuff on his shirt.
Like
that's
marker.
A big space. Look at that.
I was going to say take off the shirt. Magic marker on his chest.
We could get Pizza Hut up here, M&M's, you know, there's a lot.
We could. Yeah, there's money to be made there.
We're going to rent you out.
And leading to the next topic, where is your Rowdy Rouse shirt?
Yeah, that's what
we were talking about that the other day.
That's actually something I'm interested
in. Yeah, where did that...
Where did that end up going?
You've been disinterested for the last 45 minutes.
Yes, the entire time I've been here. I just don't have it anymore.
Where is it, though?
I don't have it. It went
where
somewhere.
Did it go? Where was it the last time you had it?
I gave it away.
To who?
I believe my mother.
You believe? What do you...
How do you not know?
There's a lie here somewhere. You know exactly where it was the last time you had it.
Is it in your room?
Things don't just leave. Are you wearing it right now?
There it is.
The last time I saw it was on a dog.
He's wearing like
a dog? Why would a dog?
There's no way you put that on the dog, Lucas.
Who's wearing it?
Three dogs can fit in that.
Yeah, whose dog? Chubbs, maybe?
Be honest, Lucas. Where is the shirt right now?
On a dog.
On a dog.
Where
there's no way
dog?
A dog is casually wearing that shirt. I don't believe that.
Wait, does this dog at least go to dog parks?
No.
Oh, well, now we can't even get advertised.
Should there be a porn dog park?
Oh, God.
No.
Well,
there should not
that's
be
in the petting zoo
park.
Okay.
Oh, what? That makes you gag?
Yeah.
But the horse on the wall.
Yeah, oh, so it can't be a dog, only a horse.
Only horses.
Not a horse.
Oh, man. God.
I believe we've derailed off the derail.
Oh, we railed. We were on the rails. The rail was the shirts. You just are being intentionally vague about
the
shirt.
I don't have the shirt anymore. That's it.
Where
I gave it away.
Fuck,
where,
did
to,
it go?
To who, to where, what, at what time, how?
I gave it to my mother. She said she was going to do something with it. Last
what,
time I saw
thing?
It was on the dog.
What thing? What was she going to do to it? How?
I don't know. I it didn't fit me. I had absolutely no reason to keep it, so I gave it away.
You gave it away to your mother? Why would she want it?
Because she was going to put it on
your
a
mom,
dog.
Your mom's just like, give me all the shirts. Give me any shirt you got. I just want them all. I'll make a huge blanket.
Like, it's a dog with sores and stuff. So the dog didn't, like, bite at the sores.
What?
What?
Lucas, that shirt is enormous. There's no way that's going to prevent a dog from biting sores.
That would only make a dog trip.
A dog could just walk through the neck hole of that shirt.
Yeah.
The shirt was like... When they asked me if I wanted a 5X flag, if I wanted a fucking... I'm short-circuiting! When they asked me if I wanted a 5X shirt, I was like, yes, I do. They're like, are you sure you don't want a flag?
We make
that is how big the shirt is. There is no way it would fit on a dog. Where is the shirt? I'm hot. I'm heated.
Where's the dog?
I need a definitive answer.
I don't have it.
Can we get the dog in the podcast to confirm?
No.
Oh, God.
I don't have
it. I gotta settle down. I got to a 9 there.
I needed a 6XLT. You gave me a 5X.
They didn't make anything larger, Lucas.
So you didn't have to order me one.
It's slimming.
We
was very slimming.
Add fabric to it. Bridget
Bridget's got a bunch of shirts that we were gonna put onto it.
Yeah, Bridget was gonna give us clothes. We're gonna make
expand the sides. Yeah. A little bit. You know,
that'd be sweet. Like, you know, like a
Franken shirt.
Yeah, a Franken shirt. That'd be great. That'd be great.
No.
Well, now yes.
I'm gonna replace all of your existing clothes with Rowdy Rouse shirts.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I'm gonna. It's gonna fucking happen. Iron odds, bud.
No.
Get ready for it. Well, no. I'm gonna fucking sneak in the dead of night.
Are you embarrassed by the podcast or something?
I think he is.
Why would you reject an iron on? Like, we could do it right now.
Could do it.
I mean,
going right here. Like going right shirt. Here. I don't actually.
It could be a Rowdy Rouse shirt.
Could be a Rowdy Rouse shirt. Why would you not want your shirt to be better?
My shirt is fine as it is.
Yeah, it could be better.
It is a solid color with a nice little pocket.
Solid, dull blue.
Have you ever used the pocket?
Yeah.
For what?
To hold like my knife or whatever.
It's a smokes pocket.
Yeah.
I feel like there's junkies in there.
Yep.
There's nothing in this pocket. There's probably lint in this pocket here.
Thank you.
Man, there is some chemistry going on here.
No, I want my own seat back.
What's right. the next? Do your articles. Get your articles.
Okay, we'll do
the articles. We're at that point.
All right.
Lucas allegedly has them, too.
Allegedly.
I have them here. You can go. All right.
So.
Allegedly.
Paul, you're familiar with the game?
Allegedly.
All right. I'm just going to operate under the fact that that's a yes.
I don't want to be on this podcast anymore.
All right. Gator Raid. Rhode Island police conducted a raid on a local smoke shop.
So that's a pretty good headline.
Thank you.
Mike makes up.
I like to do punny headlines.
Yeah,
so.
I know.
During the raid, they found 3.6 ounces of marijuana and a 4-foot gator.
And that's in one raid?
That's pretty small.
Yeah, in one local smoke shop.
That's
in
like
a, there's a gator in the shop.
Gator.
But I mean, it's bigger than any gator you're going to find in Rhode Island. Because they just don't live there.
I missed that part.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, I was paying attention.
All right. Some have all luck. A Detroit area man won his second lottery jackpot since 2016. He won $200,000 to add to the $125,000 he won in January of 2016.
So the second time? Is that?
Yeah, he won twice within the last 2.5 years. He is spending his winnings on a home and a vacation. Family fun is the next one.
One vacation. Jesus Christ.
How much is a home?
$5.
Okay, John.
yeah. John would say that. All
right.
No.
You could easily find a cardboard box for $10 to live in.
I swear, whenever John buys a house, because he can't buy anything that's even like remotely in working order, it's just going to be like half a house that burnt down.
No, if he can fix it up, though. Like,
yeah,
that's the plan.
Knows, exactly.
Yeah.
He's trying to buy something that's
you
shit.
Buy, you all, that's what you do
but you don't
in
pay
general.
To fix it.
Yeah, you buy cheap and you make it better yourself and then you make money on it.
Like a cheap van and driving it down to the river.
If you are able to make something better.
See, well, what I would do is I would buy something really nice and then in a couple more years when something nicer comes out, I would buy that.
Well, then you're just paying money and money and money and money.
You're never going to be out of, like, a debt.
Yeah.
So?
Okay, well, that's...
Anyways.
That's why you have 80K in debt, not because you're student loans.
No, I have 80K in debt because of my student loans.
All right, next article. Family fun. Stephen,
there's only three?
There's four.
There's four. Yeah, one of them's fake.
Stephen Goldstein was caught trying to smuggle drugs into Wisconsin from Canada. He tried getting in 20 kilos of cocaine over the border by distributing it.
What?
Stephen Goldstein. That was the name.
Jewish man.
Yeah, he's distributing it between
furthering stereotypes with Nick Ross.
Between him and two kids. After the arrest, it was revealed that he borrowed his nephews for the job. So he had his nephew smuggle drugs into the U.S.
With how? With what?
Taping.
Their anuses.
Oh, okay.
No.
I was thinking
you're
ass.
Not gonna,
I immediately went ass.
No, you're not going to.
He borrowed his nephew's anus.
He said he borrowed his nephew's. Look, he's got more ass.
He's
know.
Not that bad of an uncle.
I don't know, man.
It's true.
You're using your nephews to smuggle drugs. There's really no rules at that point.
Definitely not
you're pretty
uncle.
Much the worst uncle already.
Hey, nephew, I'm going to need you to get this way up in your butt.
All right. That would be like that would be sexual assault and drug smuggling in one.
I mean,
at least he's not doing both.
They're both bad.
Yeah. All right, last one.
Both welcomed at Porn Park. Come visit.
Porn Park, 2018.
Only $69.
All right, next one. Totally not cool. A thief who stole a mummified toe used in a Canadian hotel's signature cocktail returned it along with an apology.
What was that sentence?
He stole a mummified toe that they would use in a drink.
Oh Oh my gosh.
Police said they received a phone call saying the tote was in the mail. The thief then called the hotel which he stole it from and delivered the same message to the staff along with a heart-filled apology.
I don't know what the fuck that was.
Yeah.
Why are they using a toe in a drink? What, so, is it one toe? Is it
it's a
series of toes?
Toe.
One toe per Where drink? One toe in general?
Do they do that there? I don't know.
Is it one toe per
wait,
drink?
Okay, so what are all...
They don't even have, like, an army. They don't kill people.
Wait,
I imagine
what?
They don't
Where
drink,
are the mummified toes coming
toes.
From?
Is it one toe?
It's antique toe. Yeah, just one toe.
Do they
antique.
Put it in every drink?
No, they stir it in the drink.
Do they get the toes back?
You get yeah, just like something the bartender would use while making that drink.
Oh, so they don't give the people the
They
toe.
Don't give it in the cocktail.
It's like when you
it's
make
like
sauce. You put, like, Parmesan rind in it.
It's, yeah. It's,
oh, that's fucking weird. Who would
it's
want
like
that?
A maraschino cherry.
Why would you want a mummified toe in your drink?
Why would
I got a funny story about toes
How
and
about
drinks after this.
I'm going to start a bar where I just piss in your drink, and you pay me $80 a drink. How's that? That sounds great.
Where should I jizz in this
I'd rather pay $69 and go to porn party.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so the recap.
$68.
There's the gator in Rhode Island, the Detroit double winner, the smuggling drugs, and toes.
I don't know. At this point, it's not even like what articles are fake. It's like, how can I dissect the inner workings of your mind to figure out?
Wait, can we do it like deductively and?
You guys can talk about yourself.
Yeah. Everyone picks their own, so
yeah.
I mean, we can work it out.
If you
want
to just blurt something out, you want to
okay.
talk to each other.
I feel like the uncle and the nephews thing—that's true because I've heard that happen a million times.
I think that one's a fake one.
I don't know. The mummy toe is really specific. So I feel like I don't know if Mike's capable
right.
of making that up. So I'm going to eliminate that one.
Okay.
The Gatorade, very... I could see that one being fake. I could see that one being fake. I'm not going to...
It's a good headline, though. I don't want to vote it.
Yeah, that was nice. That was
yeah.
nice. Yeah. A paper action was the top headline, but that one's a close second.
Wait,
that wasn't even a headline.
That was
like a mistake. I said there was a theme, and it ran out after the second
yeah,
one.
There's a theme. It's a paper action.
Wait, what was the gator the one that went and...
They did a raid.
They did a raid
gators.
And found a gator as well
gator.
As drugs.
Very minimal drugs.
Yeah. Yeah, small amount of drugs. Well, the drug to gator ratio was off. That's at least.
Was the gator filled with drugs?
Yeah.
No, they just found the gator in Rhode Island. Gators don't belong in Rhode Island.
I don't know. Who's to say?
That one's gotta be fake then.
I mean,
maybe that's how they hunt their crabs.
No, people ship in like weird pets into places.
Yeah.
People pay unreasonable amounts
yeah.
of money
yeah.
for
a gator. You live in Florida. You've seen some gators.
Did you know Florida is the only place in the entire world where both alligators and crocodiles live simultaneously without human intervention.
Maybe they should just eat each other and kill
yeah.
off both species.
You should tell that story at parties,
both.
Paul.
Naturally.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
what?
I said you should tell that story at parties.
I do.
This is a party.
Yeah. I'm
there's beer.
Well.
There's
yeah.
people.
Yeah, there's beer. There's people.
And there's at least one girl. We're good. It's a party.
I mean, that's what my parties used to be.
If that's like a minimum qualification for a party. I don't know.
I'm going to say it's the uncle one, and I think that was a personal story. And your uncle tried to get you to do that.
I'm gonna go with the Lotto one. I don't know why it was like very vague.
The Lotto one you're going?
I'm gonna.
You going with?
I was going with Gator.
And you are going with?
The drug one.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Lucas and Paul are correct.
Hey.
Wait.
No, I've never even been to Wisconsin.
The Gator one was so the okay.
Yeah.
So that one was
the other, all the other ones were real. When I found the toe one, I was really disturbed about reading.
That one is
yeah,
too
was,
weird.
Right.
It's too weird to
you
be fake.
You had a good point about
yeah.
it though, because it's like it's so specific. You couldn't have even come up with that if you tried.
Like, you guys ever watch Deadpool?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
you know the way that where Ryan Reynolds like this like the way he is, he just like has these hyper specific things that he jokes
oh, yeah.
about,
yeah.
and
yeah.
you're like, wow, that's. I don't know why, but that's hilarious. Like, that's exactly what that was. You're like, that's way too fucking specific to be fake. That has to be real somehow, some way.
That's true.
So we want to do mine then?
Plan.
Oh, God. Yeah, I forgot
sure.
you Sure. All right. Pauly Shore. All right, so I don't come
is that
up
the headline?
I don't say anything.
So I don't come up with headlines, because...
You should.
I don't.
I'll make them afterwards.
All right.
I'm going
to be honest,
so,
that's the best part of Mike's segment
yeah.
there, so...
All right,
I'm
so...
Mike's made it his own.
So story number one here... Keith Caldwell, a famed pilot that flew during World War I, during a mission, he crashed his plane mid-air into another plane and successfully landed it by standing on the non-destroyed wing and glided it down to safety.
So what?
That's a very old story. Okay.
Yeah.
So he, like...
These are all miraculous survival stories.
Okay, all right, okay.
Okay.
Wait, so we're doing another story?
Yeah, we're doing another round, I guess. Lucas does this.
He's like kind of like a woman with having a period. He does it once a month when we do this.
Is this?
Well, it's true.
A little bit. All right.
Which part?
So,
which part applies to Lucas?
My next one here. Story number two. Beck Weathers in 1996 survived a climb of Mount Everest with no guide when he was blind. He had recently had corrective surgery, and coupled with the high altitude that rendered him blind. The guide left him behind and promised to return. He, however, never did return and was frozen solid in a blizzard. And a few days later, woke from his coma, found his way back down, and survived.
Okay, a lot of things.
Wait, who froze?
There.
Was it the guide?
Beck Weathers.
This guy's name is Beck.
Beck Weathers.
His last name is Weathers, and it has to do with weather conditions.
It's been weathered.
I feel like that's a little too sketch.
It's been weathered.
Continue.
A few times.
He was frozen solid and thawed out. He went blind from this experience.
No, he went blind because he had corrective surgery.
But then he went into
So he was blind before he did this.
No, he had corrective surgery, and then when he went up in
the altitude
aggravated it,
yeah.
Made
okay.
him blind.
So he finished it blind.
Yeah.
Okay.
He went back down blind after being in a coma frozen solid.
Beck's a fucking tank.
All right. So
not enough Beck's out there.
It's probably easier to go down, I would say. You know, just start rolling.
Well, there's like chasms
and
things.
If you're blind. Like,
yeah, you just have to, you know, hope you go over there.
Yeah, I guess if you get, like, extremely lucky, you could just, guess
well,
right every
blind,
time.
You gotta be.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, so story number three. John Capes, a sailor in 1941, escaped an underwater, blown-up, burning submarine. He escaped to a small, deserted island and was later rescued by the Greeks.
That's Castaway. I've seen that.
No, that's Wonder Woman.
Wilson.
All right. And story number four.
Oh, it's four.
Yep. Robert Caprice, a Marine in World War II, survived the nuking of Hiroshima by hiding in a shrine. During the blast, Robert hid inside of a local shrine, a local Shinto shrine. He swears that after the blast, the guardian Koma Inu were glowing and the interior of the shrine was untouched. After this, Robert converted to Buddhism and serves as a priest of Inari.
I'm going to say that's real.
That's real.
Yeah, I tuned out on that, but it sounds real.
All right. I'm going to go. So we've got Buddhist monk that survived the bombing. This is the wrong way.
You're going backwards.
We've got Keith Caldwell, who was in World War I, that survived the mid-air collision.
See, that sounds like Wonder Woman. You're right.
I feel like
that's a fake one.
I think that's Wonder Woman.
Beck Weathers that froze and then came out of a coma.
I like that name. I can't vote for that.
and then John Capes, who escaped a blown-up burning submarine.
Yeah, I'm going to go with
Wonder Woman.
The first one?
The first one is,
The wing... I don't know.
Like,
I
how
still
the
believe
fuck,
that. Because the wings
how?
Gets
do you just,
thicker
like,
as you get closer to the plane. So if you were standing on only a wing, wouldn't it, like, spin in circles? And...
From what the story said, he
well,
was...
That means it's real.
Yeah, that one is real. Sorry, I fucked that one up.
You can't...
Well, you already had made your choice.
Well, he didn't.
I was really just asking questions.
Yeah.
I was just saying stuff.
Mike's really good at not giving him away. You gotta learn from Mike.
Anyways.
You gotta make up.
Is
titles.
It Wonder Woman?
Yeah, you got. It's the headlines.
Is it the Greek one?
Yeah, it's the headlines because you never know. Well, yeah, that's true.
Okay, so what do we have? Because
I
fucked up one of them.
I've gone with Wonder Woman.
Yeah, Wonder Woman. Everybody's Wonder Woman.
No, I'm saying last one.
Themyscira.
You saying the Japanese one?
Yeah,
the Japanese one's fake.
Ah, really?
It sounds like something.
So one time I didn't pay attention.
Yep.
Wow.
But yeah,
so Wonder Woman's real.
You can't fucking survive.
Wonder Woman is real.
You can't survive.
There were people that survived the blast.
You got to be far away. If he's in the fucking thing, he's like, okay, I'm in a shrine. This okay, good for you, but you're gonna die.
That felt like the realest one of them all.
Yeah,
because he sold it.
Good job.
Yeah, I guess that was good.
Wow.
Yeah.
He also did Buddhist monk in Japan. So.
Yeah, that's actually pretty big there.
Yeah, that's the main religion.
Well, they all died during the bomb. So.
No, they're not.
Except that guy, because he was in a shrine protected by an army.
Beck Weathers.
We got two more things.
Beck Weathers
is real. That's the best thing that happened to me today.
Beck Weathers is a real guy.
What year did that happen, Lucas?
96.
So he's still alive.
Maybe,
we want you on the podcast.
Still alive.
Beck Weathers calling. He said 96.
Yeah.
Oh, 96. 1996. For some reason, I was thinking 1936. Okay.
You're probably thinking 69, which is...
69,
which is the admission to the border.
That's right. That's where I got mixed up.
But also, that would probably be alive, too.
Beck Weathers, if you're out there, get down here.
It's hard to get away from the first topic.
Beck.
Everything is about
a man's first name is Beck.
Beck Weathers.
Beck Rouse. That doesn't work.
Is that going to be your kid?
Name. Yeah.
No, that doesn't flow. That doesn't flow. You gotta have a name like Weathers.
It's like second tier.
Carl Weathers. Beck Weathers. They're probably brothers.
All right, so what do we got?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you got anything
I told you guys about my last gas bill, right? How it was ridiculously high.
Okay.
So, got an update on that. They
Nobody's paid you.
They reduced it, and no one has yet to pay me still.
They reduced it. Why?
Because they overestimated. So, they gave me a lower bill, which is great. Because no one's paying me, so I will have to pay less.
Good for you, I guess.
So, like, should I make a scene at the 4th and be like, swap?
Who's going to be there?
Don't ruin the party.
Yeah. Will he actually pay me then if I do that? Like,
I can make a scene.
They're at a country concert right now spending the money that they owe me.
Just take them to small claims court. It'll be fine.
And it'll probably cost me more to do that.
I would love to set up a small claims court at the 4th if you...
I'm done doing that, sure.
We'll do...
Like, Suave walks up and I'm just wearing, like, a judge outfit.
Suave versus Mike will be a... always something. Yeah.
Order!
Squeaky gavel.
I will have a chart to do the evolution debate, because in case that comes up...
How about we just do it on the podcast and have Suave...
We could do all the debates at that point, really. We could do the fuck me... Or no, what is it? Fuck you versus suck my dick?
Suck my dick, yeah.
Yeah. We can do all of them right there. We'll just get the gavel. Him and the robes.
Him and the robes. Yeah, give me the robe. The robes to the duper.
I want your dick.
Lucas, let me borrow one of your shirts. I'll put a doily on it.
In the back of my truck, I still have my graduation gown.
Oh, you have a truck out there?
Oh, that's perfect.
Where's your truck?
Fuck you.
Is it behind the van?
Fuck you.
It's in the other garage.
I also saw Transformers 5 the other day. Really long, really bad. Don't see it.
I didn't know they had more than two.
Yeah, they keep pumping them out, and, like, this ends, and there's definitely going to be a sequel because Megatron's still alive, and they do a teaser after the credits.
Oh, shit, nobody cares.
I had another caller 30 minutes ago that I didn't even notice.
Oh, shit.
Josh, I'm sorry, I love you. I was very engaged in Lucas's shirt. This was the guy that I was telling you about, the guy that I know.
Call him back right now.
Yeah.
We got a...
We're
4 minutes.
We're wrapping up.
No, never mind.
Yeah, we're pretty much wrapping up now. Josh, we'll call you next week. We love you. I think we're going to wrap up, right? That's all we got, pretty much.
Plug our Twitter.
It's on the screen.
Not ever, we're going to have listeners, too.
We are...
It's a podcast.
We are this. Do this.
So you should probably say it. Okay.
At Rowdy Rouse.
People that don't watch.
We are at Rowdy Rouse Pod.
It's really soft.
We are at Rowdy Rouse Pod. Email us at rowdyrouse.boys@gmail.com.
Wait, hold on.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
There we go.
Yeah, black on.
Black.
Your hand's too white. There you go. Perfect.
or watch our...
Black friends.
Yeah. Watch our last episodes at twitch.tv.
Yeah,
check out us watching Spider-Man 3. It was awful.
It was awful. That was way too long. If you want to watch Spider-Man 3 for free, go to that and be interrupted by our conversation.
Which is better than the movie.
It's okay. Peter Parker didn't have the ability to cry.
Yeah, he didn't have the ability to act, which was actually the problem.
But it's okay. It's okay. Very American because of that flag singing.
Yes.
I got a great movie for our next time if we ever do that.
What's that?
Jaws 3.
Jaws 3.
I caught most of it today. It is awful.
Oh, I talked with my cousin Vince. He's totally down for coming to do My Cousin Vinny. If we watch My Cousin Vinny.
That's a good movie, though. Like, we got to pick
movies. Yeah, it's an actual funny movie. Marissa Tomei, come on.
She's new MA.
Yeah, get out of here.
Oh, God.
All right, this has been the podcast. Lucas is going to mosey over that way. I'm going to fill the air. Lucas pulled up his pants. He moved so fast at the end.
That's the quickest I've ever seen.